Busy with TNL. Busy with TNL. Are you recording?
I was recording. I was definitely recording.
Oh, shit. Hey, people.
What's up?
We're back.
It's
T
and L.
It's been almost a year.
It's been about almost. It's been 6 months.
Y'all COVID, so you know, y'all know, COVID. We've been quarantining, masking up, not going nowhere, staying in the house, virtual learning,
virtual dating.
So we have some updates. So
not updates.
So the last time on Booked and Busy with TNL. Elle, you go first.
Oh.
While I drink my adult sippy cup. Girl, so, what's that? She eating, y'all. She got something.
Corn nuggets.
Are they good?
They are good. You want to try one?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. They are good.
I'm full.
We taking it back to the first episode of Smacking in Your Ear. The newest update is I am almost in a relationship.
Girl, y'all, she in a relationship.
They just
haven't called it yet. They in a relationship.
Almost. And it is the most surprising situation I never saw myself getting into.
But apparently, that's what happens.
Everyone else did. But basically, this is someone I've known for 9 years who professed their love for me.
Woo! Come on, profession.
And, yeah. It's been, what's today, 12? It'll be a month.
It's been a month already?
It'll be a month next week.
Y'all, they finna get married. I give it at most a year and a half before they're married. Minimum 8-9 months.
I said it here. Because everything you say comes to fruition.
Clearly. Clearly. This whole 2020, a bitch has been complaining about being single, and Elle let me know that in the last episode that we posted, I said, give me about a year.
And that was in February, y'all.
So, and mm-hmm. I've been fully single. I haven't been on a date this entire year with anybody new.
You got updates too, girl. But I guess I'll share. This relationship progresses,
I will share.
More about my partner, potential partner.
Elle's boo, her partner, Elle's boo left, right? It was at the door for like 15 minutes saying goodbye. All of her was... whisper. I was like, oh my God, Elle, get a room, I'm here. I'm over here on my phone trying to look normal. How long is this gonna end? They might fuck right there by the door.
Y'all know how this newness do be.
They just didn't even want to let go. They didn't want to say goodbye.
I miss you too. Oh my God, I miss you already. You know how it goes, y'all.
No. I ain't been in that in a while.
Just know this is completely new to me. And I'm happy. This person makes me happy.
Elle is very happy, y'all. And we're here for it. Yeah, we're here for it. Mm-hmm. We're here for the happy. Now, Elle's boo, you know who you are. Find me a nigga. Hello. Oh, tell him about the dream you had, just in case, because he could be listening.
So I had a dream that I FaceTimed T. And I was like, hey, girl, what you doing? She was like, nothing. And then panned her camera.
That's what I was doing.
To some man. He was like, hey, Desiree. I was like, oh, what's up, Dominic? I don't know who Dominic is, y'all.
I don't know, not Nan Dominic.
But T's going to be with a Dominic. They look comfortable, and he knew my name, so they have been with each other for a while. So I don't know.
Dominic, if you're out there, hey, boo. I love you.
He was dark.
Ooh.
Chocolate.
Ooh.
had like a beard situation.
Ooh.
A little salt and pepper, not like all salt and pepper.
Ooh.
A little like he had hair like Ooh. On his head, not okay. like a fro, but
just a little something something.
A little something something.
Okay.
And you know you look comfy in the bed.
Oh, hey Dominic.
With you,
Dominic. The bed is made. It's ready for you. So you know. Hey.
He was ready.
I'll see you in 2021. Boo! Happy New Year.
Yes. Speak it.
That's why you updating us on.
What else I got to update on?
I thought you was gonna go through like a history, but.
I mean. Give me some reminders.
Well, Nigerian.
Oh, Nigerian Bang?
Yeah, if you want to get an update on him.
Nigerian Bang. So, I don't know. I wouldn't say he tried to play me. I will say that what he originally stated that he wanted, his actions just did not show it. So, I had like one last conversation with him. We had went out to eat. It was just very telling for me. When he invited somebody, like, after we had already got there, it's one thing, like...
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Fuck. He came in because they had just arrived from Nigeria, and he had the key to the house. So, he had to get the key, but he ended up staying for a little bit. I like this person. He's cool, but had I known that... It was like a need to know basis, like
who all gonna be there.
Tell me first, and then like, okay, cool. But I asked him, like, you know, not even really asking him questions, but more so like trying to see where his head is at to see if I need to move on or if this mm-hmm. is something I need to stay mm-hmm. in to wait it out. And he's like, oh, you know, I don't really want a relationship right now. I want kids at 40, and this is something he said that he wanted.
This nigga,
right? Exactly.
Ooh.
So. And it wasn't like a cut at me. It was just like, we just having a conversation. So I said, okay. Not saying anything about me, like, leaving him or, like, not messing with him anymore. I just took it as, all right, I knew for me, we're going to have this conversation, see where his head is at, move forward or stay. So from all of that, I was like, oh, okay, this is what you want? Got you. We can be friends.
You know what? That is a totally different song.
Ain't it?
That's a new song. Y'all, that's not even the remix. That's a whole new song. That's
new song, new producer.
Everything. Writers.
New everything.
Album. It's a whole... Actually, it's on a new album. Okay? Like, it's not even... You, for those that are old enough to remember, you know how they used to put out the album or the single, and then they put out the CD, and then they would remix it. And put out a new CD with the remix, mm-hmm. or sometimes it's new photos.
Girls knew everything. I was like, oh, I'm just sitting there like, oh, I'm glad I'm at my favorite restaurant to enjoy this food.
Well, you know what you should do? You should send this right here to Nigerian Base. Mm-hmm. Let's say listen to the first 5 minutes so he can hear about your new boo, because he dusty Nigerian Base, you dusty.
Yeah, girl. So, there's that. What else? Before I met my potential partner.
Partner. She just doing that. That's for her to feel safe, y'all. So.
I did meet this guy off of Hinge, the Nigerian guy. I just had to get out of Nigeria. Like, yeah. Just stop.
It's not your lot in life. It's not your ministry.
It's not. And he was just weird, like, my thing is, say what you want. Because he was on Hinge like, oh, I want a relationship, I want this, I want that. I'm like, okay, so we talked on the phone, it was cool, we talked on FaceTime, it was cool. He's like, well, what would you say if I did want friends with benefits? I said, is that what you want? But you're telling me that you want a relationship, but is that what you want?
I'm telling you, I feel like men will put on their dating profile how much they want a relationship, and it's almost like when people continue to say something over and over again, they're trying to convince themselves, not you. It's that same thing. Like, they're trying to be like, I want a relationship. And obviously, if any woman that wants a relationship sees that, they're going to swipe right, whatever. But if that's not really what then they know that's going to draw women in, and then they're going to hit you with the fuck shit.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Is that what you want? Like, is that what you want?
Just be honest. Because there's some women out here who were like FWB all day.
And we have linked at my other favorite spot, same place I went to Nigeria and Bayland.
Player.
Bartender, thank you. You know, been here 3 times this week. Different niggas. Just don't say nothing. Thank you. You know what I like. Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, it was cool. He paid. That's nice. I didn't need you to pay, but whatever. And then we got in the car and he was like trying to do something. I was like, bruh. I was like, I'll talk to you later. So then, like, a few days went by.
What's his name? Call his whole name. What's his government? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know his... It was a two-syllable
name. We just want to call him Dusty.
We'll call him Abe.
Abe.
So, Abe,
I like Dusty better.
Dusty Abe.
Dusty... Ooh, girl, that's a good one. Dusty Abe.
Dusty Abe. He had hit me up, like, what did I do wrong? And I was like, you didn't do anything. It's just we want two different things. Like,
why did I think of something that you were
cool?
Wrong?
Like, you were, he was really cool. Like, we had good conversation,
but you really didn't want a relationship.
Yeah, and he had a pencil dick.
How do you know you felt it?
I didn't, huh? Did you I felt feel it? He pulled it out.
Bitch, he pulled his dick out in the car.
Yes.
Why did I not know about this?
It wasn't even.
And it was a pencil?
It was a pencil.
Was it a long pencil?
Nah.
So he was proud of that little shit?
Girl, I don't know.
Men.
I was just like,
stop. Did you laugh? Really?
I was just like, what? No.
You didn't even touch it?
No.
Good.
I was turned off. I was completely turned off. So you do want friends with benefits? He's like, and then he came out, oh, I want friends with benefits that'll lead to a relationship. Then say that.
Did he pull it out like a little kid, like, ooh, look, like proud of it? Like,
ah. No. No, I would say he gave off big dick energy, though.
That'll be in the next episode. We talk about that.
Oh, big dick energy versus arrogance?
Yes, okay. Big dick energy versus arrogance. Coming soon, guys. Okay, Dusty Abe.
Is that all the episodes? All the updates? Potential bae?
Bae, stop. Because they're listening. Hey.
Hey,
babe. Hey, Des, babe.
Hey, babe. DJ, babe. DJ,
DJ, babe.
DJ, babe.
That's what I meant to say. DJ, babe.
Yes, no funky names. We're not going to give you a funky name. DJ, babe.
DJ, babe. Hey, DJ, babe.
DJ, babe.
I really like DJ, babe.
Okay. I'm glad you like DJ, babe. I want you to like DJ, babe.
Me and Elle were in an argument though earlier today because she did some shit, but we're over it.
I still love you.
Whatever.
I had to catch myself. I still love you, T. That wasn't intentional.
Updates.
Yeah, you.
Where do I begin?
See, my update was short. This one, y'all. Brace yourselves.
All right, y'all. So, at the start of quarantine, I was actually talking to somebody. What do I want to call this man? We'll just call him That's a Fact, okay?
So I was confused when
you said
that. I'm like,
what's
this?
So That's a Fact and I probably started talking like shortly after we had recorded our last episode, mm-hmm. which was recorded February 13th of 2020. Thanks, Elle, for letting me know that.
You're welcome.
And we talked, and our first date was supposed to be the day that we went into the initial shutdown. Obviously, we never went on a date. So, we just did a whole lot of, like, FaceTiming and stuff like that. And as time went on, I realized That's a Fact and I had nothing in common. And I didn't like this nigga.
We have nothing in common.
Ay. Because he basically was, like, and I would talk to Elle and she would be like, Whitney, you don't like this nigga. And I was like, no, I do. I do.
You just want to fuck him.
I did. I did. I did. I did. I did. For a fact. 100%. 100% wanted that nigga in the guts.
In the guts, though.
I did, but then I had to be like, T. T, I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
You know, what's more important here? Big dick or, like, compatibility?
I mean, at the moment, though, big dick.
I mean, big dick, yeah, but it was just kind of like, you forever fucked me up. Because then I thought about it. I said, do I want to have to deal with what comes with the big dick? Yes. And I didn't. So...
That's real though.
Yeah. So, me and that's a fact. We just kind of like slowly ghosted each other. Like I stopped, y'all. I ghost niggas quick. Like it don't make me no. Never mind. But I just stopped reaching out, and I think we officially finally started talking. Stopped talking by like May, and then he like wished me happy Mother's Day. He actually FaceTime me, wish me happy Mother's Day. I sent him a happy Father's Day text out of respect because, you know, he did the same for me. Y'all, sorry, that's L corn drank. So that was that. So the big update. I was briefly involved. I don't even want to say it all out.
Tell the people.
I don't want to.
She was fucking the ex, y'all.
I was briefly involved in an entanglement.
Entanglement.
An entanglement with the ex-husband. Ba-da-ba.
Insert crickets.
So, what had happened was... Ooh, yes. Hold on, y'all. I gotta fill my cup. Wait. Y'all know we drinking. Ooh, y'all hear that? Ooh. Wait, that's a lot. We don't have that much. Why you give me so much?
I don't know.
So basically the way it had happened, and I'm not trying to, basically he let me know he was no longer with the ex.
And did you call her the name?
I don't know. I'm just going to say the ex because it's not really about that person, but,
okay.
He was no longer involved in that. And the thing is, him and I have always had, we've always had a strong physical connection like that. Some people divorce because the sex isn't good or, you know, that was never a thing.
I have never heard you complain.
No. So, yeah. So, basically, we got lit one night and did it. A few times. And then continue to do it. And it's over. Well, initially, I will admit and say that I was hoping that it would lead to us getting back together. But it's not. It won't. It didn't. And we're okay with that. And he has a new boo.
So quickly. Oh my God.
And him and I are truly, like, we're definitely in a much better space. We're working on friendship. There's still a lot going on there, y'all. I'll be talking to my therapist about it. But, yeah. So that's the biggest thing. And Superman is, currently not in the United States anymore. Mm-hmm. He is serving his country.
We love you, Superman.
Shout out to him. So that was that. That's his update since he's been on here before. But yeah, so now I am single, not entangled. No sexy time. Even though I'm not even gonna put that out there.
What?
The text message.
Oh.
The closure. Should I put that on?
Yeah.
The ex did reach out saying, you know, could we have a closure session? So we had that. Because his boo will be here soon. So I'm gonna say about that. But
how was the closure session?
You know, it felt very, if like the last time, which felt final for me already just because of he told me that he had made it official. So I was like, okay, this is done for me. He had made it official with the new boo. So I felt like that was fine, but clearly he was having some issues. So I was like, okay, so we came together And it felt final for me. I don't know how it was for him, but I was like, okay, like I'm good. But I was good before. I was good.
Right. What did he want to accomplish by having a closure session?
Girl, that nigga was horny.
Because how you gonna make it official with somebody and like you already starting a relationship foul?
This is good. Yes, and I know y'all are probably judging me. That's fine.
I wasn't.
But I told him and myself, I was like, you know, I will respect your relationship as much as you do. And at the end of the day, it's not on my conscience. And I will say,
it's not.
The new boo did give him a hall pass. That's also why I don't feel bad. But I also,
he's young one.
I didn't ask parameters on the hall pass. I don't know if the ex-wife was included in the hall pass. That ain't my business. In therapy, my therapist has talk to me about like why ask questions to things that don't serve any purpose in my life or for me or don't benefit me. That sounds selfish, but in the reality, in the grand scheme of things, right. Like if they're really not serving to anything that I'm doing. So I don't ask him a lot of questions about his new situation, what they got going on, like any information that I know he's shared with me. But that's it. So that's probably the biggest update. I know you guys are like, what? Shocker. But I will say we're in a much better place. We've had a lot of deep conversations about things that have happened in the past. A lot has been revealed.
So in a sense, you received closure.
And didn't I say that from the... Well, y'all wouldn't know, but I said that in the beginning. I said either we'll get back together or this will be the closure that I've wanted. And mm-hmm. I've gotten that and I feel content and satisfied in that. And so now... We'll move forward as co-parents. That's all I got.
Okay. So, it is December 12th, 2020, that we are recording this.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are our intentions for 2021?
Well, you probably already have an answer, so go first.
I actually haven't thought about it. So, I mean, besides... besides DJ Bae.
Hey, DJ Bae. Go, DJ. Because that's my DJ. Hey, go, DJ. Because that's my DJ. That's Elle's DJ.
Hey.
That's her DJ. Hey, okay. DJ Bae, she was twerking. She was working the chair. Ask for it later. Ask for the twerk later.
I would like to buy a house. So that was the other update, y'all.
Oh,
so
yes.
I've been adulting in 2020, okay?
Elvin grown.
I've been paying off debt.
Pay it off.
I got a promotion at work.
Woo, woo, promotion.
And I hate it.
She's not happy, y'all.
I'm loving it. I asked for it, though. So 2020 was my year of spiritual growth, and I have definitely been doing that as well. I've been way more diligent with my spiritual practice. You all don't know this, but I am, you know, of an Orisha practitioner of West African faith and diving more into that and what that means for my life and, you know, working with the ancestors, not a devil worshiper. We'll talk about that later. But it's been a great year for those things. So, Brown August. Saw this house. I wanted to put an offer on said house. It was the first house that I saw. Called my realtor the next day. The house was already gone. I don't know what I did, but that was good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A little mixologist over here.
Y'all, whatever L made me, I'm lit. Let's go to the club.
Thank you for all the mixology classes of 2020. Sis is on it, okay? House got back on the market like October-ish. I put in an offer. We were under contract, had the inspection, all these things. We were supposed to close like November 19th.
That's the worst. Once November 20th. When you get the inspection, because you feel very much so like it's very close to
I was
being
starting
yours.
To feel like it was, mine. But... Sellers pulled out of the deal at the 30-day mark because we did not close within a 30-day time frame, even though on contract we had a 30-day close time, and then verbally it was a 30 to 45-day close time. but the sellers had to go back to Pakistan or some shit. I don't know. But now, I don't know if I told you this. They came back and asked if I wanted to... Yes. Oh, is your seller... Yeah. Is your buyer still interested? And no, they, like, knocked down... They put the price of the house to where it was appraised for. Oh, we'll sell it to you for $309. That's what the appraisal said. You're not giving me a deal. Like, the appraisal said $309. Anyway.
Come at $270, $280.
Girl.
That's a deal.
For real. But now I'm back into the drawing board about this housing situation. My lease is up in April. I'm just trying to decide what I want to do because... You know.
Because you got DJ Bay.
I got, DJ Bay and trying to figure those things out.
Look at y'all. I wish y'all could see Elle. She's so cute, little blushy. DJ Bay, you got my bestie blushing.
Just trying to figure out what that is going to look like, what that looks like, because we have some things to discuss. So.
When y'all will buy a house, mm-hmm. when y'all will get married, I said it, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
8 to 9 months, at most a year and a half. So
at most a year and a half. I mean, you was over here having dreams too.
I did. I did have a dream about. I basically had a dream that DJ Bay reached out to me because they wanted to propose to Elle. And for whatever reason though, I had my own condo and I had a man. I just didn't. But a lot of times
the man was dominant.
Well, when I dream about men, lately, since being single, whenever I've had dreams about me being with a man, he always is faceless. So, he was a faceless man. Mm-hmm. But, yes, so DJ Bay, I hosted a dinner. I essentially hosted the engagement, what turned out to be the engagement party. Mm-hmm. They got engaged. Then, the next day, they went on a trip. And when they came back, they were married. And DJ Bay didn't tell me because, and I was mad about that because I was
DJ
like,
Bay, don't do that.
Yeah, DJ Bay, don't do this part. But DJ Bay didn't tell me because they didn't want me to talk them out of the marriage, like for me to be like, oh, well, it's too soon. But I would never say that. At the end of the day, folks is growing. You're gonna do it if it feels right. I can't tell you what feels right to you. So do you, boo boo. But just don't tell.
See, don't yeah. do that.
Because I've been waiting for my bestie to say I do, so I need to be there, and I got a passport, so
right
that I haven't been able to use. Fuck you, COVID.
Been waiting. It's been waiting.
Dust. I'm like sitting there, like, come on.
Y'all can't see what I see. Oh my goodness.
Oh shit. I have, let me see. Oh, intent. This is my third drink.
I was heavy on the,
what the fuck did you put in here?
So what did I put in here? It's pineapple ginger.
I gotta drive home.
Pineapple juice ginger beer. A whiskey bourbon. It's whiskey bourbon. It's Jack Daniels and
I wish y'all could gentlemen. See the way Elle is moving right now. Like,
And grenadine. That's it.
All right.
It's very simple. Very simple drink.
Yeah, but it packs a punch.
It's amazing.
It's good. Sorry, y'all. That's probably loud. intention. So you know what? For 2021, I want to be more open and vulnerable.
Ooh, you want to be vulnerable.
I genuinely want to be vulnerable. Yes, but I struggle with that. So 2020, it's funny because me and Elle were just talking about this, but I feel like 2020 was a true like healing year, mm-hmm. healing time for me. I started therapy in February, I've been going consistently twice a month and have learned a lot about myself. In addition to that, I've had some very intense, deep conversations with the ex-husband. So that kind of, you know, what is it?
Full circle.
Thank you.
You're making motions with your hands.
Okay. It was like a full circle moment with therapy. Like, it made sense. And one thing that I've why the fuck am I shouting?
You're not shouting.
I feel like I'm shouting.
Wow, you're fine.
It's the drink show. But I feel like I I'm not typically vulnerable, especially when it comes to romantic relationships. And I can only be somewhat vulnerable in friendships, and it's only because I know y'all bitches. Mm-hmm. But even that takes a while. So I want to be vulnerable and just like open to things that come.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I am that way, then more things will come. Mm-hmm. Hence the reason why we're still trying to see what may pop off with Plant Guy.
Oh, tell them about... Put a pin in Plant Guy.
Boop, pin.
What are my intentions for 2021?
Oh, yeah, because you didn't say that.
I did not.
Oh, wait, I really do want to say, hold on. Elle inspired me in 2020 because she was doing such a great job at paying off her debt. I was like, I need to get my shit together. Boop. So, we've been doing that. Credit score is back in the land of the living. We're still not perfect, but we're back in the land of the living. And we only have, after next Friday, we'll only have 2 more credit cards.
Woo! To pay
off. Y'all don't understand, I had 10, okay? I had 10. Mm. All very high balances, 10. So, COVID.
You go, girl.
Fuck you, but thank you.
Yes, Corona bonus.
Corona bonus. So, God, thank you.
Yes.
But,
Yes. My intentions for 2021, ride this wave with DJ Bae.
Go DJ.
Definitely ride this wave. I'm enjoying it so far. Even if it scares me.
It's not if it does. DJ Bae, it does scare her. So y'all be having a lot of deep conversations. So maybe talk about that. Or if y'all have already had, just continue to dig deeper. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. DJ Bae.
Let's see. Pay off my last 2 debts that does not include student loans.
Fuck you, student loans. Y'all are keeping people from being great out in these streets.
I literally have my car and my student loans. So
intentions.
I gotta pay off my car.
So you get back to the intentions, though.
My intentions is to pay that off.
Okay.
Pay off my car.
Okay, so ride the wave with DJ Bae.
Pay off my car.
And pay off your car.
Mm-hmm. Buy a house.
Buy a house with DJ Bae. Y'all see how I snuck that in there?
Be a better mother.
Ooh.
Be a better mother. I feel like...
I think you're a great mom.
I think I'm a great mom, but I feel like especially with me getting this promotion, I feel like I'm running all the time, and even the boys, I don't like for other people to be on their phones when they're with me, and I find that I'm on my phone when I have them.
Oh.
So whether it's my work phone, I'm doing stuff.
You need
like
to set
that.
Expectations with people at work.
Yeah, and I don't answer my person, like, you know, my partner, she be calling me and I'm like, girl.
But even the work phone.
It's shut off. I cut it off.
So then don't get back on your computer after a certain time.
I've been doing it. I've been trying. So, like, I haven't been on my computer all weekend.
Because the shit's going to be there.
It's going to be there.
Like, it's going to be. And I'll just tell you this. Like, my team knows, okay? 4:30, 4:25, don't come with me with no fuck shit because I'm done. I'm done for the day. Now, they can... Your profession and mine are way different. So they can reach out to me after hours, but that happens literally. I can count on one hand how many times that happens in an entire calendar year. But I think just kind of being like reminding people that you're one, human, and two, you're also a single, what do we like to call it on here?
Unpartnered mother.
And so for that reason, and even if you were a partner, you still have to give your time to your family.
Yeah.
And so just because... these people at your job are, their shit's on fire. That's okay. Well, guess what? After 5 o'clock, guess what?
Yeah.
Burn. Yeah. Sorry.
And if I'm not the manager on duty, like, which I was not the manager on duty this week, I just cut my phone off. So, but I feel bad because then when I do turn my phone off, like, I sat and watched the movie with the boys and I fell asleep in my oldest lap. And he's just so comforting. My youngest never lets me sleep on his lap. He's just like, no, I'm going to sleep on you. But he'll let me sleep on his lap. And he'll, like, rub my head at the same time. And I end up falling asleep. I fell asleep watching Mulan with them. Like,
the new one?
Yeah. This
is
our
on
second
Disney
time.
Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, so I thought about getting a smart TV.
Girl, get it.
It's between that and a bag.
A bag.
a purse.
Girl, get the TV.
It's for my birthday.
Get the TV. Get the TV so you can cut your cable bill down. Because I'm thinking about debts. Cut the cable bill down. Get you some streaming devices, streaming things that'll be less than what your cable bill is. And
wait, but when do TV? Because like I clearly missed out on Black Friday when like I know someone who got a TV, like a nice ass TV, like a smart TV for like $100, and I missed out. Because I priced them. Because I was like, for real? And I was looking on Friday. And I was like, I'll buy this bitch now. But no. They were $100.
I think they say go after Christmas. Because that's when people are returning things.
I'll look. President's Day? Did they do a sale?
Probably President's Day. Probably. I know furniture stores do President's Day.
I thought about getting a new couch. And I even had that couch. That couch is only...
Girl, you don't need a new couch.
I'm not going to buy one. But, you know, the OCD in me, when I... It doesn't keep its shape anymore. Like, the cushions. Hello. The liquor has entered the chat. The cushions slide and move.
I feel like this is a episode of Drunk History. How do you drop your phone? Anyway.
Y'all, we had a rap party.
Yes, we wrap gifts.
Wait, why? I told one of my coworkers, I was like, I'm gonna go over my besties and we're gonna have a rap party. And they were like, rap like a rapper?
What are we rapping?
Girl,
we rapping words? My name is Dougie. Now I'm feeling. I know. I will probably not edit that out. There's a couple gifts under the tree now. 1, 2.
Yeah, we wrap presents for our children.
Yes.
Did I say that right? We wrap presents for our children.
Yes.
Okay. Fuck.
I have to wrap.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Bye. Ending this shit.
Wait, no. I wrap T's gift.
What'd you get me?
I got T a lot of things.
What'd you get me?
I got a lot of things for you. They're like so what? Amazing. Like what? The things you like. They're things you like.
Things I like?
Yes.
DJ Bay helped you. This was their redemption story?
Kind of, sort of. They picked out one thing.
DJ Bay!
They picked out one thing.
I was gonna get over it. I was only mad for a little bit. Y'all, you know what I was mad about? I'm gonna tell y'all. So, when Elle got into this relationship.
Okay.
Elle's big on us still making sure we have bestie time. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was important because in my marriage, we didn't do that. Like, we really didn't talk mm-hmm. like that when in my marriage.
We
like,
had a couple double dates.
A couple. Bit. And then, like, as far as, like, talking, we only talked maybe...
Not a lot.
Now, I'm being generous if I say once a month. And it's not... And we've had... This is in another episode. But not because I didn't want to, but it was more so... It had to do with my insecurity in the marriage. So I was like, I felt like I needed to be up my ex's butt constantly. And, you know, y'all, whatever. So anyway, Elle was like, yes, we got to make sure we're still going to have time. Da, da, da. So Elle got a massage yesterday and told me, and that was Friday, December 11th, mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm. And she told me that she was going to, you know, DJ Babe was going to take her and drop her off and pick her up, and they were gonna then have lunch or whatever. Then I said, what about after that? And she said, that's all I have planned. Y'all, guess who I ain't hear from all day after our initial morning conversation?
Not on purpose either.
I didn't hear not nan word from Elle. So I was like, oh, okay. So then today when I got up, I was like, I'll wait for her to call me so that I know it's okay to come or when to come. Because I was like, you know, she new relationship. They might be fucking, loving, talking, cuddling, all the ends, right? So she finally calls me around 10, 11-ish something.
And I'm she like, answered, y'all, so she can't say
anything. I was on the phone.
Who was you on the phone with? Oh, we put a pen and plant guy. We got to go back.
Oh, yes. Okay. Maybe. Okay. I went on the phone, got off the phone, called her back. Called her back. First of all, I'm upset because this is new relationship. I was more upset because I'm like, bitch, you said don't do this and you doing it. So that's all. That's it. You said don't do it, but you're doing it. So so then I can do it, right?
Not on purpose.
So she keeps saying that on purpose. It don't matter.
I'm gonna do better, y'all.
She kept saying the greatest apology is change behavior, which is actually true. But because she knows I'm an action person, I'll fuck your words.
Fuck your apology.
Your stupid ass apology don't mean nothing. So that's why when I got here, I was like, I gave Elle the business. Not really the business, but I was like, you're not my friend. I didn't even use, y'all, I got a key. I didn't even use my key.
She didn't even use her key. She knocked at the door. I'm like, this bitch did not knock at the fucking door. I knocked at the door
because that's what strangers do.
See, I thought that she couldn't open the door because she had stuff on her hands.
I could have made it work. She
barely maneuvered herself to use her key.
I could have definitely maneuvered. I'm a single mother. I know how to get in the house with 15 bags of groceries on my arm and still unlock my door without putting them on the ground. I know. Get in the door. But I was like, I'm not using this bitch's key. Nope. Nope. She can open the door and come see me in my face. So we talked about it and we're cool now.
No, the funny thing is, I've had this conversation with DJ Bay about my time with you specifically is very important because of how we were in our past relationships. And DJ Bay can confirm this for you. But, yeah.
You had
a nice conversation about that.
I believe. So, yeah. So, we're just trying to make sure that we make time. Oh, here you go. We make time for each other because I'm going to be in a new relationship. Hey, Bay. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
I'm claiming. I'm really into manifesting, y'all. That's another thing. I'm into manifesting, super into astrology. Can you get a certification in astrology?
I'm sure you can.
Would that be like
Demi or something?
That's what you do.
I'm sure you can, though. They be having $10 all the time.
Girl, go look. Search. I'm a search right now.
You Demi, look at that.
Oh, gosh. Plant guy.
Not sponsored, guys.
We still haven't gotten a sponsor. So if y'all could share this podcast. No one's going to listen to this shit. I'm screaming. I'm done.
You're not screaming. No, T, you got to tell the people about Plant Guy. And this will be the wrap up.
All right, so to wrap.
T has someone to talk about.
I'm entertaining a man.
The way he even said that doesn't sound convincing. You're not into this man. I feel sorry for this man.
You do?
So who was Plant Guy? How did you meet him?
Okay, so Plant Guy and I met, I think, sometime last year on a dating app.
Oh,
and
2019?
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was 2019.
I think so. Yeah, it was 2019. Because I haven't really talked to anybody like that in 2020. We met in 2019 on a dating app. And we were talking, and I don't know, I can't remember why, but I'm pretty sure it's because I was talking to someone else, and or someone else popped back up. I can't remember.
Okay.
So I ghosted Plant Guy, y'all. Like, I just ghosted everybody. I ain't shit. Whatever. I'm a nigga. Blame your mother. Okay. So Plant Guy, one thing in quarantine that Elle and I have taken an interest in is plants. So I started off quarantine. I had one little plant named after my mother. We're not going to say the name, but named after my wonderful mother. Mm-hmm. I had one plant. I have 11.
So she got a jungle. Girl, okay.
It's a vibe.
It's a
vibe in my place. Everybody that's come in is like, it's peaceful. It's a vibe. We giving off jungle. Your oxygen levels is on. Well, I'm breathing. I think I'm high when I walk in the door. Because the oxygen. Fuck. So every time I got a new plant, I would post it to my Instagram story. Plant Guy, who also has like 40 plus plants, would DM me commenting on the plant, right? And so after, like, I don't know, I can't remember how many plants I had posted, but after so many, he finally started, like, actually doing, like, real conversation. And so we've been talking and FaceTiming, I don't know, a month, two mm-hmm. months? It's been a month or so. We haven't met in person.
You love not meeting a nigga in person.
That's my fault. But I think I'm scared because I haven't been on an actual date with anybody new since Cancer Bay.
Damn.
Since the guy from last December.
Yeah.
And so I think now I have anxiety. I think COVID and not interacting with new people
in addition to not dating. Right in person.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Unpack that in therapy.
Yeah. It's on my list.
Okay.
It's on the list. I have a list. I don't know how my poor therapist, she's going to be like, bitch, two things at a time. We got an hour. I'm like, but I need more.
So, do you like plant guy?
I do like him. He doesn't actually get on my... Like, there's things about him that annoy me, but I'm also a Capricorn. There's things about everybody that annoys me. So, that's, like, not fair.
I told T that she likes assholes.
I do.
And what she's told me of plant guy is classic asshole.
He's definitely a bit of an asshole, but he's sweet. Like, today...
But he's so sweet.
He's a Libra. That's why he's sweet. And I don't, like, some... I'm in a weird space where I'm like, I just don't trust nobody. I don't trust anything you can say. You'd be like, I want to give you, girl, the sun, the moon, and the stars. I love you. And I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Like, and he'd be like
even funnier because of what she's doing. Gesture, okay? My gosh.
So that's plant guy. I realized to myself this morning, again, me trying to be intentional and be more open to things. I'm trying to be more open and stop restricting things. Because I even said to Elle that if with DJ Bay, if it were me, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's likely that I would have probably tried to self-sabotage it by now because the minute someone shows care for me, I'm like, ah, block, 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 mm-hmm. block, block.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Elle had a conversation about that. So I'm trying, y'all. Okay, we trying.
I'm here. But you also said if I gotta run it back, I will. How about you in a year?
I did. So. Elle pointed out to me that our last episode, which was posted on February 13th, 2020,
mm-hmm.
that I said, give me about a year. I said, a year from now. And so that might be why I have the feelings that I have as far as, like, when people do want to get closer to me, I'm very resistant to it because I know maybe at this point in time I'm not fully ready. So we'll see. So y'all pray for me, Dominic, Boo, Bay. I love you. Hope you had a great day today. I'll see you when you come home. Girl, Elle's eating, y'all. She got something in her mouth. She's nasty.
Catfish nuggets is amazing.
Mm. What'd it taste like?
Like goodness.
Goodness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what type of seasoning they put on there?
I don't know. They got that crack seasoning.
Mm.
Y'all know hip-hop.
Y'all, hip-hop. Whatever cocaine crack they sprinkle on there.
It's
the same sprinkle. That shit be so... Ooh.
I don't know what it is.
Y'all, my birthday is coming up, so if anybody would like to gift me anything, you could gift me something. No, never mind, because I'm trying to lose weight. My Cash App is, hold on, y'all. I'm going to tell you. And if you love me, or like me, or think I should be a person. It's the $. Oh, I can't tell y'all. Fuck.
Rolling your R's? No, I'm not doing that. Oh, Halloween, y'all. You know, God puts people in your life for a reason.
A reason, you know, a season, or a lifetime.
A season, a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I can say that T is my life time friend. Okay. She is my soul mate. All right.
Soul mate. Ay.
And if I can show y'all this go crazy challenge that I did with T for Halloween. Woo! You will understand our friendship just a little bit more.
And you would laugh.
You would so laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing.
It was such a fun night.
You know, all of my great moments in 2020 have been with you, T.
We've been the only people we've been around. 2021 will be different. Y'all,
L. Oh, you don't want to be around me?
No, we'll be around each other, but DJ Bay is here, so you will have more great, you'll have even greater moments of love. Love and tenderness that I can't give you. DJ Bay got it. DJ Bay, do your thing.
Oh my gosh.
Do your thing, Lil Wody.
Lil Wody? I can't.
It's the drinks, y'all. We may be recording another episode this evening, and we hope that you tune back in to Booked and Busy with T and L.
Oh, I like that.
This is the Booked and Busy with T and L podcast, and we're going to send you on your way with a smooth tune.
Follow us back on Instagram at Booked and Busy 19.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, Booked and Busy 19.
We haven't been on the Instagram.
Not at all.
Follow us.
Like, subscribe.
We now need to, so I mean, follow this podcast, and
we're on Apple Podcasts.
Spotify, and
Anchor.
Come on,
this is a long one. Y'all better be blessed and highly favored.
We may
no edits.
It's no editing.
Y'all just gonna get it raw and uncut.
We may add SoundCloud. We'll see, but either way, y'all be blessed.
Bye.
Toodles.